United Nations Security Council delegation says that Myanmar must hold a, quote, proper investigation into the atrocities against the Rohingya Muslims.
In order to have accountability, you need a proper investigation with evidentiary standards. There are two ways of doing that, basically. One is an ICC, an International Criminal Court referral, as you said. The second would be for the Burmese government to do that themselves.
Karen Pierce stressed that the measure taken by Myanmar's government in repatriation process had been on a smaller scale, and everything needed a scaling up. Another member of the Security Council's delegation urged the Myanmarese government to guarantee the, quote, safe, voluntary, and dignified return of the Rohingya Muslims from neighboring Bangladesh.
The return of refugees should be in conformity with international standard. And I think this is why we think the UNHCR should be involved in the process of the return properties. It has to be safe and voluntary and dignified, without conditions, without restrictions, without any complications. What they really want, the refugees, when they come, they want assurances that their safety will be reserved.
The remarks came after the Security Council's delegation visited the burned villages of Myanmar's Rakhine State. The officials saw firsthand the aftermath of violence against the minority community. The envoys arrived in Myanmar on Monday after visiting refugee camps on Bangladesh's side of the border. Nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims fled from Rakhine State to Bangladesh to stay away from deadly military crackdown launched last August. The United Nations and some rights groups denounced the attacks as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Now, from London, I will have Said Mohsen Abbas, journalist and political commentator, joining me. Good to have you with us, sir. So far, the Myanmar government has not been so forthcoming, despite all the condemnations and denouncing by rights groups and others. Do you think this time the UN Security Council delegation can do something that will be actually in the benefit of the Rohingya Muslims?
Well, I think it's certainly the only option to really have a safe and secure return for the Rohingyas, and that's ultimately at the heart of this whole issue. Can the Myanmar government and the military assure these refugees of their safety and security? It seems unlikely because, let's face it, 500,000 Rohingyas stayed in Myanmar even after the 700,000 refugees departed following the violence and the torture and the killing that clearly went on with the complicity of the military. It's a fact that those people who are remained have been mistreated and maltreated on an ongoing basis. So that doesn't augur well for those who are coming back. How can people who just faced this kind of barbaric treatment feel confident about going back to a place without some assurances from the international community? And it's that set of assurances which the Myanmar government still hasn't signed the memorandum for. The UN and the Bangladesh government have signed that memorandum, but the Myanmar government is still dragging its feet.
And what do you think has made, you know, because Myanmar had just turned a deaf ear to everybody's calls, you know, to do something about the Rohingya. What has made the Myanmar government give up and let a UN delegation, I don't know, whatever international community representative, to go in and look into the situation there?
Well, it does seem that behind the scenes there is support from the United States, which is interesting. And one has to remember that there is a geopolitical context to what's going on with the Rohingyas. That area of land is ultimately a route for oil pipelines to pass through. There does seem to be, to me, more deeper things going on, and it's those deeper geopolitical and economic issues which may be causing most of what we see in terms of the illogical actions of the government. Whether there's an underground deal which needs to be done between the Chinese, the Myanmar government, and the U.S., whether this is part of an economic politics that's going on, that's not entirely clear, but certainly there are strong suspicions that that may be happening.
All right, appreciate your comments. That was Mohsen Abbas, journalist and political commentator, joining me from London. Now